From the Bob Marley Studio in Orlando, Florida, you're listening to The Diz Unplugged. Hello and welcome to The Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of April 27th, 2011 from Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends Walter Eccles, Julie Martin, Corey Martin, Kevin Close, and John Magi. Back in the peanut gallery, we could have another roundtable. Kathy Worling, Teresa Eccles, Yvette and Emil Van Leeuwen, Scott Smith, and Max the Intern. So yeah, they could like be doing their own show back there. I think this is the most we've ever had in the room at once. This is a lot of people. We need stadium seating. I think we've talked about that. We need a new table. We need a much bigger table. If anybody knows where I can get a large, like 8-9 foot round table with collapsible legs, please send me an email and let me know.
Did you look in IKEA?
I have looked in IKEA. I have looked everywhere.
Emil can get a discount, I'm sure.
I think that's a Swedish company. Oh. I'm almost positive it's a Swedish company.
You do know Europea is broken up into other countries, right?
Oh, it's not all one big blob.
No.
So, yeah, if anybody knows, we can get like an 8-9 foot round table that is not so expensive that I can't drill a hole in the middle to run wires. Please let me know, because I would really love one, because I'm so sick of this small table that we have and that we crowd around. I really would like to have more people sitting at the table and not back in the peanut gallery. It's just one of those things that bother me. So anybody has any ideas, let me know.
It just feels small because I got bigger.
Well, I'm expanding too. So, you know, between the two of us, eventually we'll be touching.
You'll be one.
We'll be one. All right. In this week's show, we're going to talk about our recent Adventures by Disney Backstage Magic trip. It was more of an adventure for some than for others. But Kevin Close also has his review of Jay Alexander's restaurant. And also the team is going to talk about our friend Bob Varley on the third anniversary of his passing. Also, our Disneyland team has their most recent show for you this week. All that plus this week's news and Roundtable Rapid Fire on this edition of The Diz Unplugged. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's nice to be home.
I haven't seen you people in 3 weeks.
I know. It's been crazy.
It's been a while.
It's been crazy. And, you know, our wild impromptu show. Last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Which we will talk about more when we talk about our Adventures by Disney trip, which was
fantastic.
Honestly, of the four that we've done, for me personally, not saying anything negative about the other groups or anything, they were all great. This one was special. This one was really special.
Is special in quotes?
No.
No.
No. It was a really special trip. It was, I don't know. I think the only thing, well, we'll get to it, but really having a hard time narrowing down why this one was so special, but it was indeed.
They're sitting back there.
The nether people.
The nether folks. But we'll get to that. But it is great to be back. We have a couple things in housekeeping. First, I've got to do my weekly pitch for the Power of 10, the fundraiser we are championing to raise $1 million for Give Kids the World. You can find out more about that by going to our website, powerof10, that's 10.us, to learn more about what we're doing and how you can donate. One way you can donate right now at this very moment while you're listening to me is to pick up your phone, text the letters DIZ, GK, TW, DIZ, Give Kids the World, to 50555, and that will automatically send $10 to Give Kids the World. And that's been pretty successful, having that text number set up. You can also give that to your friends and tell them. That's what we're looking for. 10,000 people willing to ask 10 friends for $10.
Or just borrow their phone and do it for them.
Really? 10 times in a row. So that's DIZ GKTW, DIZ Give Kids the World, to 50555. On your cell phone, pause the show right now, grab your cell phone, go ahead and do that. I'm going to keep annoying you until we make $1 million for that organization, so get used to it. We also have auctions, some new auctions going up on the site this week. It'll be up with the show. That's what we're going to start doing now, I think, is putting them up with the show And we're going to have multiple auctions going at once. I've just been doing one at a time, but I got a lot of stuff to auction off. So,
how'd the menus do?
Menus did good. We got $125. We actually have to sign those and send those out.
Wow.
But we got $125 for the menus from the Dream, which I was really happy about. And
Xerox off another set.
Stop it. So we have some really, really cool stuff. Some of the folks on our ABD trip did something really, really cool. Had Marty, they went out and bought some stuff specifically to have Marty Sklar sign for us to auction off.
Wow.
So I want to thank Jason Wren and Mark Mullen for doing that. We're going to talk about that, too, in our segment.
We have something from our last trip. We had that's in your pile of stuff to sign. We had Marty sign a Club 33 menu.
Oh, we did.
A menu right. From Club 33 that we had breakfast.
Yep. And people had him sign the menu from the lunch, and we'll talk about that coming up. But Power of 10, trying to raise $1 million for Give Kids the World. And anything you can do to help, folks, it's all about community. It's all about the community coming together and coming up with creative ways to help raise that money. So I don't care how we do it, as long as we don't break any laws and we get to $1 million. That's the goal. So what else do we have for housekeeping?
We've got a bunch of trips coming up for this year and next year. I want to remind people about our trips. We have space on our London-Paris, Disneyland-Paris trip. We have two spots available. The reason why we keep pushing these two spots is that we have to have 30 people for an exclusive departure. So once we get those two folks, we'll have our exclusive departure. I don't think anyone else will book into this trip because it's not really being advertised anywhere. ABD doesn't have it on their website or anything, but we need that exclusive departure. I take that out?
No.
Okay.
Leave that in.
Right. What's the price again for that per person? Ballpark?
$6,000. $6,000 a person.
You make me look stuff up.
That is 9 days, 8 nights, I believe.
September 2nd through the 10th.
September 2nd through the 10th. Tour starts in London. Includes going to see The Lion King in the West End. Tour of all the hot spots throughout London. First class ride through the Channel.
A ticket to the wedding.
Yeah, really. First class ride through the Channel into Paris with a tour of Paris, including, I believe it's lunch or dinner in the Eiffel Tower.
Lunch.
And we will have lunch at the Palace of Versailles on this trip. That is in the normal City of Nights and Lights tour that Adventures by Disney does. We have asked them to customize the trip for us and adding 3 days, 2 nights at Disneyland Paris. Now, you can buy that add-on anyway, but what you can't buy is the Adventures by Disney experience. Usually what happens is your trip ends in Paris, and you buy the add-on, and then you find your way to Disneyland Paris, and you do it on your own. Here we have the Adventures by Disney experience, where we get backdoored into attractions. We get to see things the general public doesn't get to. It includes most of our meals for that time, our hotel, all that stuff. And I know $6,000 sounds like a lot of money, but reverse engineer what you're getting on this trip, especially that Disneyland Paris add-on, which is obscenely expensive to do Disneyland Paris.
And we're staying at the hotel, which would be the equivalent of the Grand Floridian.
It's the flagship, yes.
Right.
It's the Disneyland,
It's the Disneyland Hotel. It's the one that you actually walk under the Disneyland Hotel to get into the park. Yvette and Emil have been there. Am I right, Yvette and Emil? Right. It's their flagship resort. It's their top of the line. We're not staying in the Pop Century version.
No.
At Disneyland. And there are less expensive hotels.
Sure,
but this is the top of the line trip.
And you get to travel with John and Kevin and Walter and I. And I'm actually getting into town almost a week early.
Wow.
We are going to set up a meet. I will announce something soon. We will be setting up a meet in London for our listeners. You know, we've got a lot of our listeners in London and England asking, you know, when are you doing that? When are you doing that? When are you doing that?
That's exciting.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. I've been wanting to do a meet in London for a long, long time. And so this is really probably one of the most exciting parts of the trip for me is being able to do that. We never get to do that. Those guys have to do meets over here. So for us to be able to bring one over there, I think is just... Who knows? I've been trying to get to London for eons. I may never get back there again, so let's make sure we, we take advantage of that and say hello to our UK listeners.
I also misspoke the last time we talked about this trip. I said we were going to have a meal on the London Eye. That's not true. We're going to be riding the London Eye.
No. I was about to say.
No, I'm not.
But you can't have a meal.
I know, that's so funny to me that you can eat on a Ferris wheel.
It's gigantic. Oh, well, it's big.
The carts are bigger than this room.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them like on TV.
They have catered events on them. I think that would be cool.
We watched Amazing Race, remember?
Yeah.
The coolest Pete.
I think they look awesome.
I'm starting to learn Italian. I'm actually going through Rosetta Stone to learn Italian. So in Italian, let me say.
For London?
Yes.
No, for me. For me. In Italian, let me say no. Okay?
I told them last time, the only thing you need to really know in Italian is grazie and quanta costa.
How much does it cost?
How much?
We do the London Eye. That's an added experience. Okay, that's not advertised.
That's one of those things that ABD likes to surprise you with.
But I wanted to just make sure people understand that I gave it away by mistake.
But I got to tell you something. The feedback that ABD gets from our group is that
they want to know.
Right. They don't, you know, and ABD is confused by that because they're like, why don't you want to be surprised? And I said, because this is a type A personality group that wants to plan everything to within an inch of its life.
Not only that, but something like this, people are planning to do on their own and spend the money on it.
Yeah.
They know they're going to do it.
Then they won't plan to
They could take that time and do something else. So
that makes sense.
We also have two cruises next year, two podcast cruises. Our first cruise in June is sold out.
Completely sold out, and we're not taking wait list anymore.
Correct. We are just going to, if people cancel, they cancel, and that's it. And our second cruise in December is about half full. I heard you mention
a little more than half full now.
Yeah, on the last show. So if you're interested in that, put in for a quote request with Tracy. And I want to talk a little bit about our December event. I know people are chomping at the bit, want details, want information. Everything is signed and a go for this event that we're having.
Yeah.
We're renting out the Wizarding World of Harry Potter on December 10th. From 9:30 p.m. till midnight. It is a go. It is just a few final things I have to take care of, and then we're going to put up a sign-up process for people to sign up for the event. Dreams Unlimited Travel gets agents. Dreams Unlimited Travel clients get first crack at it, and then we're going to be opening up to the general
public. This is current Dreams Unlimited Travel clients,
people
correct?
Who are booked for that weekend. You have to be booked for that weekend.
Being a past Dreams Unlimited Travel client doesn't get you any special
correct.
Consideration.
Right.
For this trip.
For this event. We are also contracting with Universal for some reduced rates at their resorts.
We have some great rates at the hotels.
And we are going to put up a booking engine for these. So if you're interested, we're going to have that available to you. If you've already booked at Universal for that weekend, hang tight. We're going to make sure you get transitioned into the better rates. These are room-only rates. They are not a package. They do not include park admission or anything like that, but we're looking at $189 a night for Portofino Bay, $179 a night for Hard Rock. Oh, I actually have Hard Rick down. And
oh my, where was your head?
Don't make Julie spit on me, please.
Actually, Rick is more expensive.
And nothing bad. I said Hard Rick.
Stop saying it.
I thought it was going to be covered with cappuccino or something.
And $169 per night for Royal Pacific, and that's before taxes. These are incredible rates.
They really are. And let me point out that Royal Pacific really is walking distance to. I mean, well, they you know, Hard Rock and Royal Pacific are both walking distance to Islands of Adventure, with Royal Pacific being a little bit closer. And of course, Portofino. You can walk from the Portofino. It's just a bit longer.
I've never stayed at the Royal Pacific, but I like the inside of the hotel. I like the
Royal
hotel.
Pacific. It's a beautiful hotel. Unfortunately, they play inappropriate music at their pool, and their managers never call me back. But you know, I'm not bitter. But the hotel itself is great. I mean,
and what's great about these is you're going to get all of the hotel amenities, which include the front of the line access, not available at Harry Potter yet. But you'll have all the things that a regular resort guest will have access to at this really great rate.
So if you wanted to spend the day at the park, you would have front-of-the-line access.
Right.
You're not going to need front-of-the-line access at our event.
No.
Nope. Well, you wouldn't get it anyway at Wizarding World. Right. That's the one area that it's not. Wizarding World and Rip Ride Rocket are not on the Express Pass list. So You can't get them anyway. But
darn.
This is, you know, you're talking about a lot of people packing the Harry Potter every night, and we're limiting this to...
We're probably going to limit to 700 people.
700 people.
And as of right now, Kevin's invited 650 of them. So there's not going to be many.
Oh, well, I've probably invited about 50 or 60 myself, so...
Okay, sorry.
That's not true. So, again, I know you guys are anxious for this to get started, to get signed up for it. Give me a little time. Once things quiet down a bit, we'll have those things in place.
700 people? Isn't that going to be, like, crazy crowded?
No.
There were 800 at Toy Story.
There were 800 at the Toy Story event. It's a much smaller area. Plus, this is actually a number that's dictated by
Universal, not by us.
If we want to do more than that, they're going to make us rent out another section.
Oh.
So,
Toy Story was only one attraction. This is multiple. Four?
Right.
Well, 1 3/4.
What?
No, well, it's
well you've got the big, I mean, the big draw. The big draw is Harry Potter and
the Forbidden Journey.
The Forbidden Fat Seat.
they're working on that.
And then you've got Flight of the Hippogriff, which is a small roller coaster, which is almost like a kiddie coaster. And then you've got Dueling Dragons, which is now, Dragon Challenge.
And then Ollivanders.
And then Ollivanders. Well, I don't
That's
consider Ollivander an attraction.
Right. Yeah. However, really all of the shops will be open. Corey's right.
Ollivanders is going to be open doing their wand selection ceremony. And
you get to spend money on a stick.
There's going to be their version of Streetmosphere. There's going to be... their singing group.
Which is awesome.
They're good.
Their Streetmosphere for
The Streetmosphere is fabulous.
It's awesome.
It's fabulous. I mean, it's a gorgeous area. My complaint has always been the crowds and the way it was managed when it was opened. But the actual area itself is stunning. I mean, theming, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better themed land in
any theme
park.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I don't want to have no desire to ride the ride or even try to ride the ride. I'm looking forward to having free time to explore that queue.
That queue for Forbidden Journey is probably the best attraction in the place, honestly, in the entire land. Absolutely brilliantly done. The living paintings, the holograms. I mean, it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. You guys will have a great time. Really will.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be.
And there's some details we have to work out. There's going to be transportation issues. We're going to work out transportation between Walt Disney World and Universal.
Max will be driving people back and forth.
On his three-wheeler.
On his tricycle.
Which you fell off of. Didn't you fall off your bike?
It's been a while ago. He's healed.
Are you talking to me?
No, Max.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you, John. What else do we have for housekeeping?
I would like to say thank you to everyone who's written or called or emailed or private messaged me. I really appreciate all the love and support and kind wishes and prayers. My mom's condition has not gotten better. As a matter of fact, it's worsened a little bit. So I just appreciate everything everybody's done so far. Thank you. I don't mean so far. I mean everything everybody's done.
No, we understand. And just we're keeping you and your family in our thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. I'm a little scattered these days.
Understandably, you got a lot going on.
Telling everyone here, I found an old tax bill for the house taxes. And I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't pay the taxes last year. So I sent them a check. And a week and a half later, they sent me a check back that said, you already paid this in March. So...
And as if we're not busy enough, we have scheduled the mover for Thursday. We're committed to moving on Thursday.
We will be moving into our new house.
Yay.
That's so exciting. Yeah. It is exciting.
It's exciting. It's
I'm actually looking at Teresa. Teresa had her head down. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right.
We have we closed on the house in January. So it's been kind of like this shiny new toy that we really haven't been able to play with
yet.
We
move a little bit of stuff in at a time, and we go there and tinker for about 20 minutes, and then we rush out and do other stuff.
So what we've decided is it's time to tip the seesaw. Now we're going to, instead of taking stuff from our house to our new house, we're going to live in our new house and go to our old house and bring stuff back.
I know. Good idea.
So.
Awesome. Congratulations on the move.
Thank you. And I will invite you all out once we're set up.
Everybody who's listening?
Sure.
You said that over the air.
We live in Sanford, Florida. The address is 123.
Right next to Larry the Cable Guy.
Look, 1313 Mockingbird Lane is the address.
Look us up under Martin. That's how you find us.
We're unlisted.
Yeah, we're unlisted.
All right. Anything else for housekeeping? All right. Going once, going twice. Johnny with the news.
Our first news story comes from the Diz. Animal Kingdom Lodge awarded AAA's highest distinction. Fresh off of celebrating its 10th birthday, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge has earned AAA's Four Diamond status for the first time.
Really? Wow.
The Animal Kingdom Lodge is the 7th Disney resort to earn this distinction. Only 4% of hotels rated by AAA have received Four Diamond status. According to AAA, hotels earning Four Diamonds, quote, are upscale in all areas. Accommodations are progressively more refined and stylish. The physical attributes reflect an obvious enhanced level of quality throughout. The attention to detail, while typical at all Disney resorts, is no surprise to fans to the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Many reviews in the Diz Review database make note of the incorporation of the African culture theme at the resort.
Which is brilliant.
Which has earned a review rating of 8.55 out of 10.
This is not only a popular resort, it's become more popular as time has gone on. I think it kind of got off to a sluggish start in terms of its location and, you know, Animal Kingdom not exactly being the central point of most people's visits to Walt Disney World. But that, I think that hotel is probably a bigger draw than the park is, than Animal Kingdom mm-hmm. Park.
Have you ever used the restroom outside of the restaurant Sanaa?
Yes.
That restroom alone is a Four Diamond restroom.
Well, I thought the highest is 5 stars. Well, 5 diamond.
That's Michelin, AAA. I think.
Yeah,
that's
Michelin.
I thought AAA has a 5 diamond.
That might be restaurants. Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
I could be talking out my butt.
They might.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, we've stayed there once, but we go there for dinner a lot, and we just love to go to the lobby. And
when did we stay there?
Didn't you stay with me when they first opened the villas?
No.
Oh.
Neither did you. I thought I did. That was Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, could have been. Never mind.
Yeah, they do. They have 5 diamond. I don't know what it takes to get to 5. But
they might have to have a golf course. Things, amenities of that level.
Has to have Trump in the name.
Oh, please. That makes it a piece of crap.
All right, let's move on to our next story before
it gets political.
But we're not going to discuss that until the last podcast of the year.
No, it has nothing to do with the politics. I just think I just think his brand is terrible. Tacky.
Do you ever see when they show his apartment on The Apprentice?
Oh, my God. It looks like a place a drag queen would live.
It does. It looks like a drag queen's apartment.
It looks like the World Market.
No. It's enough gold to, you know, basically...
That's not even gold. That's bronze.
No, you could jewel every rapper in New York.
Yeah, basically.
You have to. That happened. That was built by Ivana, decorated by Ivana in the early 80s. That was...
I'm sorry, even in
it was the age
80s,
of decadence.
It was not appropriate.
It was.
All right, our next news story. Disneyland Paris shuts ride after accident. The Disneyland Paris...
Wait, did anyone die?
Just listen to the story. The Disneyland Paris theme park closed its Thunder Mountain train ride on Monday, April 25th, after a piece of scenery fell onto one of the carriages and injured 5 people.
Oh, not good.
One seriously.
Not good.
It's not that little rock that kind of tips, huh?
Just kept tipping.
Is that the one that goes backwards, Yvette?
No.
Was it the goat? You think the goat fell on something? The ride was closed, but the rest of the park stayed open after the incident. A spokesman for the park's operator, Euro Disney, did not comment on the incident. Disneyland Paris was Francis... top attraction in 2009, bringing in 15.4 million visitors.
Wow.
So I don't know what fell. Do you know, guys know what fell on somebody?
Well, why don't you hand them a mic?
They're shaking their head in Dutch.
We only know that it was a piece of scenery, and it was with wood, made out of wood. And
oh, wood.
out of the five people that were injured, one was seriously injured mm-hmm. and was translifted with a helicopter to the hospital nearby, and four of them were treated for their injuries on site.
Do you know if the car was moving at the time? Did they admit, did they report that?
See, this is the first installment of our new segment, Ask the Nether People. It happened in Europeo. So let's ask the Nether People.
They must have more information than I do.
Because it must have happened, because Europeo is like right across the street from them.
What's Woot?
Wood.
Oh.
Wood.
Woot.
Y'all heard Woot too now. Come on. It was made out of Woot.
I heard Wood.
No, I heard Wood.
It took me a while. I heard Woot.
Just want to make sure people know that wasn't me making fun of them.
Yvette, say John's name.
John.
John. Come on, John.
And our final news story, Orlando.
They could perform like a circus dog.
Say this.
Orlando tourist catches falling baby.
Oh, yeah.
Helen Beard, a 44-year-old British mother, was lounging by the pool at Orlando, Florida's Econo Lodge and Suites on Thursday, April 21st, when she heard a horrific scream. It was the babysitter of a one-year-old child who was dangling from a hotel balcony. Acting quickly, Beard ran and caught the baby with her bare hands as the toddler fell four floors.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That is. That woman
Why was the babysitter
the
dangling the baby off the bed?
No, she wasn't dangling.
She was doing
a Michael Jackson.
I would not pay her.
But seriously, they're toddlers. You cannot take your eye off of them for a second, especially if you are not on the first floor. What kind of a babysitter was this?
I don't know. I thought she was dangling the baby off the balcony. I was ready to fire her.
John Nee Miles had slipped through the balcony railing, but she was fine, safe in the arms of the heroic tourist. On Saturday, April 23rd, Beard was given a Medal of Merit by the Orange County Sheriff's Department and the Florida State Department of Children and Families for showing, quote, unusual instinct and initiative, end quote. Mm.
It's called being a mama.
Miss Beard is quoted as saying, I was lounging by the pool with my son Ben, and I heard someone screaming, and I turned to see the little girl dangling from the balcony. My instinct told me to run and catch the child, and before I knew it, I was running across to under the balcony. It felt like hours before she fell, and then she bounced off another balcony on the way down. My son was pretty upset, and so ironically, because we were staying on the top floor too, we had moved. Everyone was very emotional after I caught the toddler. The little girl didn't cry before or after the fall, and I was just relieved to catch her.
Oh, wow. My.
I haven't heard of that. Entirely different story if she wasn't there.
What a hero.
Yeah, the baby would have died.
That's great.
You know, what quick thinking, what, you know, what a hero. What a hero. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. That's just.
And the kid bounced off another balcony.
Oh, my God, and wasn't hurt. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, my God.
All I can think about, that's Finley.
Yeah.
She's 13 months old, dangling from a balcony.
He does monkey leashes in hotel rooms now.
Staple her onesie to the bed.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. God bless that woman.
Are you happy I got a happy story?
I'm about to say, a happy story from John?
Well, it was, it wasn't three stories of death.
Close to death.
Because that's really, I'm just going to change the name of the segment from the news to stories of death.
Stories of death and destruction with John.
That's why they
were. I need some like flowery music. I need John's heart music back to go underneath that. To go underneath his news segment.
I don't.
17 people died tragically today.
It's not like I go out and cause the tragedies and then report on them.
No, just, but I'm starting to wonder. For them.
I'm starting to wonder. So
that'll do it for the news.
All right, thank you, John. Let's move on to our rapid-fire segment. Who would like
to
go? Walter.
I'm all over it. This one comes
from... You go, speed racer.
This one comes from our buddy Jason Garcia from the Orlando Sentinel. Disney's converting some of the suites at the Contemporary Resort into health/wellness-themed rooms. They're going to convert the entire 14th floor of the Contemporary into, like I said, the health theme rooms, complete with private yoga studios, custom-designed menus, and concierge service. The rooms themselves will be outfitted with amenities such as bamboo floors, low allergen pillows and mattresses, exercise equipment,
oh, the tree hugging hippie room,
and massage tables. Disney said they expect it to be open by November.
Tree hugging hippie suites.
Do you have the picture there by any chance?
No, I didn't bring it.
The picture's incredible.
It looks very nice.
I bet with bamboo floors, that would be nice.
Tree hugging hippie suite.
I got to tell you a funny story about that. We were in Evita the other day to buy shampoo. We were out of shampoo, and John found a fragrance that he likes. It's supposed to align his chakras. And I said to...
I thought chakras were cookies.
I said to the wisp behind the counter...
The wisp.
Is this a room spray, or is this something you wear as a body spray? And he said, well, you can wear it as a body spray. And he looks at John and he says, or you can spray it on your yoga mat. I thought John was going to choke on his free tea.
He should have gone into some yoga pose.
Spray on your yoga mat.
Downward facing dog.
He did. He said it. You can spray it on you, or you can spray it on your yoga mat. And John was drinking the free tea, and it got spit across the room. We just had to take our shampoo and leave. However, we did buy it, so John's chakras are all lined up now.
Okay, that's funny. All right, so thank you, Walter, for the information about tree-hugging hippie suite.
I'm surprised you don't like that. I thought that would be something you would like.
The yoga room?
Yeah.
Well, the whole spa.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
No. That's a place to store your luggage as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
Replace yoga with smoking.
Exactly. Give me an ashtray and a computer in that room, and I'm going to be happy. That's unreal.
The Pete Warner suite.
I'm allergic. Wrap my mattress in special stuff, but I need a smoking room.
All right. Thank you, Walter. Julie.
Okay. Tables in Wonderland. They have some special dining events going on. The first one that I'm going to talk about is Flower Power Happy Hour, Sunday, May 8th from 6 to 8:30. It's at the American Adventure Parlor at Epcot. It's $35 per person. Your gratuities included. It's from 6 to 7 is the happy hour, hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine, and specialty beverages. Okay, just listen to this food. Deviled eggs, cheese balls, pigs in a blanket versus meatballs, and some sort of... It's going to be wrapped in a plantain or something.
Isn't it quail eggs, though?
I think it's supposed to be...
Yeah, it is quail eggs, but still.
I think it's supposed to be retro because it's flower power, so it's supposed to be what you would eat in the 50s.
Well, yeah, it's I'm 60s. Not sure.
60s. I think it sounds a little... For $35.
It sounds a little... wank.
Well, exactly. I'm going to tell you something. After the experience I had... Was it last year on Mother's Day or the year before?
Year before.
Trusting... The Tables in Wonderland special event with my Mother's Day. I'll never do another one of their events.
The one we did at the Great Movie
Ride. Yeah, you guys
had
a great time.
Spectacular.
It was, but I got to tell you, it turned me off so badly. Now, I'd be very interested to hear anybody who's doing some of these ones that are coming up, especially any of the ones at the Wave. Because I'll tell you, the regular meal at the Wave is garbage. The service is garbage. The food is garbage. It's just garbage.
It's beige.
But... With this one, you will get reserved seating for the Davy Jones concert afterwards.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, send me.
Can you take your pigs in a blanket to the Davy Jones concert?
Yeah, really.
And then at the Wave, they have the American Flavors Discovery Dinner, which is May 19th. Starts at 6:30, which is the reception, then dinner is at 7. It's $92 per person. Your reception will include things like corned beef hash cakes, lump crab, scallops, and then your dinner, you'll have a salad, appetizer, entree, and dessert.
The Wave is big about putting the word sustainable in front of
it
everything.
It looks like there's a lot of corn going on this menu, actually. Seriously, you get a corn and lobster salad, then corn tamales with chicken for your appetizer, and then you're going to get a steak with some creamy corn and bacon succotash, and then you're going to, for dessert, you get a sweet corn cake with lemon cheese filling.
Hey, is it during the corn festival that they're doing this?
How are we going to do this corn? I have an idea.
It's all Zellwood corn. Okay, and that's where the corn festival is.
Coming from the corn festival.
They do a lot of local. They shop locally in that whole
Okay, Zellwood is an area local to Orlando.
Well, yeah. They have a huge corn festival every year.
We have a corn festival.
Pete won't miss it.
You could be the queen of corn.
The corn festival.
Diabetic can't have
corn. That's right. It's all the boiled corn you can eat. But anyway.
Then on May 28th, there's an Illuminations dessert party from 8 to 9:30. Obviously, this is at the Isle de France in Epcot. $50 a person, and you'll get to see reflections. I mean, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. Not my favorite show. And then
really?
Oh, she hates the ball.
It's like, just get the ball to the center of the lake already.
Oh, wow.
You know that water pageant?
Kevin feels the same way about the water magic.
Good Lord, make that stop.
Electrical water parade.
And it's that, the only, I like the fireworks, but I can do without the song and the ball.
Do you like it when they blow up the ball at the end? That's my favorite.
But, and this will be a mini pastry display station, a kid and you station, which has like Mickey Mouse sort of treats, and then a fire and ice station where you can either have rum gelato or warm apple custard. Beer, wine, and cordials will also be served.
And how much is that one?
That one is only 50. I say only.
Well, compared to
92 for the corn festival.
Corn extravaganza. Corn extravaganza.
I don't know. They don't sound exciting to me, but someone might like them.
They did one of the ones that I think they just had was the one they did at Indiana Jones. Do you remember reading about that?
It's actually this coming Saturday.
Oh, you don't want to mention it because it's too
soon. Well, I figured it was too late. It might be booked.
That sounded like fun.
Yeah, like I said.
That one's $160.
I'm just so turned off. You know, we had done the one at Christmas year before last that the food wasn't very good, and they got us to Candlelight Processional late. Mm. And then follow that up with what they did on Mother's Day, which in my, you know, we're paying $150 or $175 a plate for this Mother's Day thing.
Not to mention, you paid to be a member.
But even besides that, the fact that I'm paying, you know, $175 or whatever it was per person, I've got four people. Okay. This is a $700 Mother's Day brunch. And they started off with a sales pitch for Guerlain. I was furious. How dare you? How dare you charge me this money and then try and sell me stinking perfume? How tacky. And then let's get the food. Was awful. Everyone was complaining about the food. And I'm going to tell you something. I wasn't the only person calling the next day demanding my money back. And I never do that. Walter will tell you the number of times in my life that I have ever demanded my money back for something I could count on one hand with fingers left over. Doesn't happen. I was so furious about this. This was a Mother's Day brunch.
Well, they're serving steak. They didn't ask how you wanted it cooked because it was coming out all the same.
It was all the steak was, yeah, exactly. Exactly. The gelato they served was ice milk.
Was this in the Odyssey?
Yeah, this was in the private room above the coral reef.
I think they should do more inside the attractions, like the one y'all did at the Great Movie Ride.
I agree.
What I had found was that in the beginning, the quality of the food was really good. But then what they figured out is that they're going to get these people to pay a premium price, and they're going to try and make more money off of it by cutting back on the food quality. That's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did, and I watched it with every event. It got a little bit worse and a little bit worse. And then by the time it got to Mother's Day, I'm like, you know what? Absolutely not. I'm not wasting my money on this anymore. I love the Tables in Wonderland discount. I think it's great. But as far as their special events go, first of all, if they're doing their special events at the Wave, it speaks volumes about the quality of what they're going to be serving.
Do you know how many times they've done the Wave?
Yeah,
I think it's the third or fourth
right. one.
Yeah. So it must be popular. I don't know why.
I have to tell you, they're not exciting to me. There's nothing. If they were doing this at California Grill,
different.
Oh, or, yeah. You know, it would be a different story. But they did one. They've done a couple at GECO also, where they do the African wine tasting.
Right.
And I'm not a wine drinker, so it's not an exciting event to me. I agree. The one they did inside the Great Movie Ride, it added a level of kind of fun
and
to it.
The food wasn't even that good. The food was okay.
I don't remember. I remember the food being. I remember they were doing a hoedown while we ate. But
it's just the environment of it.
Right. Yeah. Being able to eat there.
So I mean, I would really love to hear from some people who are doing the ones that are coming up, just to get an idea of what they're. Impressions of it are. So podcast at www.info.com is the email address. So you can.
I really hit a nerve.
Just Tables in Wonderland, those special events, go into them cautiously. Go into them cautiously.
You never knew, Julie. How you thought it was a safe one?
Well, this was so bad. No one could have gone into it thinking that it was going to end well. I mean, it was just everything was bad. And to do that on Mother's Day, knowing that it was not a good deal, that was an insult. So
You screwed with Mother's Day. And that I'm sorry. You just can't do that.
Are we done? I can go.
Yep.
All right.
Next. You didn't go yet, Corey?
No. Tickets go on sale for Night of Joy May 1st. Tickets are $51.95 plus tax for one night or $92.95 plus tax for two nights. Night of Joy is the contemporary Christian rock concert that they have at the Magic Kingdom September 9th and 10th. The hour 7:30 to 1 a.m. after the park closes.
It usually sells out.
Yeah. There are also,
I know people that plan their trips around it.
There are also group discounts for 10 or more. You can buy tickets basically anywhere they sell tickets. You can call 407-W-Disney or any of the theme parks, resorts, reservation center, wherever.
Didn't Universal just release their lineup also? I think they did.
I don't remember seeing it.
Yes, they did. Do you want me to go find those?
No.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Kevin, what do you got?
I went to Downtown Disney on Easter Sunday.
Are you crazy?
I was just going to say.
Oh, my.
It was a, we need to get out
John,
of
John's, he's nodding his head.
It was very, very crowded.
We have a spiral ham that he had just cooked. He goes, let's go for a walk in Downtown Disney.
What about the ham?
We needed to
get, he's got a lot going on. If he wants to be eccentric, that's fine.
We needed to be out of the house for a little while. Yeah, we needed to be out of the house and doing something. So we went out, and I'm ashamed to say I don't think I've been near a park since January. And it's been nuts. Things have been crazy lately. But I found the 40th anniversary merchandise. Now, I've told everybody before, I collect the old logo D, the big square D with the mouse ear icon in the middle of it with the globe. I love that icon. That's sort of the Disney World that was early Disney World to me. So I was very excited to see a bunch of the 40th anniversary merchandise carries this. For Vinylmation collectors, we have a Vinylmation for each of the parks. The Magic Kingdom is the big square D, the old logo.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a T-shirt for Ferris that we bought with that same logo on it.
There's T-shirts are incredible.
Bunch of T-shirts with the new logo or with the old logo on them. If you're into the vintage look T-shirts, they have a Christmas ornament for the 40th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
That's cute.
With that square D on it. I just brought some of the things that we thought was nice. One of the things that we really liked was they have a coffee mug with the old logo on it and all of the new. It's all wrapped in Disney packing. I swear it's in here. That's what the rustling is.
Okay, at first I thought it was a huge mug, and now I realize it's a normal. Wow. Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
And
pretty.
I'm going to just set this on the floor for now. And one of the other things is,
wow, this is a really nice mug.
They have one of the things that I really liked. They have a computer that, you know, I bought one. John said, if you take this out, Pete's going to want one. Buy an extra one of everything for Pete. So all of the stuff that we brought.
Yay. Yay for me. Let me see that.
Is now, one of the cool things about it, it's got all of the park icons on it and the big square 40th anniversary. It also is reversible.
No, it's not. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
So it's like a computer carrying case made out of that foam material.
It's a computer trapper keeper.
It's a. It's like.
That's what I think about.
They had a lot of really great stuff. Unfortunately, it's in this one little tiny area. I don't know why they don't.
It was all in the World of Disney. Right. It's all around the center, the hub of the World of Disney, the castle thing, the castle icon. I imagine this stuff is available in other places in the park. Disney doesn't ever locate all of their merchandise in one place.
17 warp.
So
he's measuring.
Oh, no, it says it holds up to a 15-inch laptop. This is a 17.
It'll fit. It's really stretchy.
It'll be nice and snug.
They had a coin, a commemorative coin.
Right, a commemorative coin. There were commemorative chocolates. There were a lot of T-shirts. There were kids' things that have the logo on it, and we're going to try it.
We're going to try.
Chocolate? Did you say chocolate?
They did. Yeah. 40th anniversary chocolate.
Kind of chintzy, though. What they took was the regular chocolate box and then put a sleeve over it with the emblem on it.
Oh.
That fits just fine, Pete.
It's definitely laptop spandex.
Wow.
They lie. They say 15 like, inch.
It's a jacket
for
your laptop.
That's nice.
It's like Spanx for the laptop.
I think it fits the 17.
Does this make me look
I think they have this mismarked because they're saying this fits a 15, this fits a 17. This is perfect. Oh, my God.
Aren't you glad I told you to buy two of everything?
I am so glad you told them to buy two of everything.
I said, Pete, you see this and want it, and you're going to be mad at me, and we have to go back to Downtown Disney.
I didn't see them, but I understand that that print is available on Dooney and Burke bags.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see them at the...
I didn't see any in the World of Disney. I'm going to be honest with you. We didn't venture much further than that. We went down and saw the new Lego store. We hadn't seen that lately. And the Lego displays that they've built outside, they've got the dragon from Sleeping Beauty and Prince Philip. And it was really funny as we were walking there. There was this little boy walking
Queen Elizabeth's husband?
Yes. And as we were standing there looking at this stuff, it's incredible. This little boy is walking by and it's, How to Train Your Dragon! How to Train Your Dragon! And I looked at John and John goes, don't tell him. Just let him think it is what he thinks it is. But they've got a beautiful Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs scene made out of Legos. They've
Have
got...
you guys been to see it?
No, not yet.
Take the kids to
the
see
last
it.
Last time we've been, everything was still walled off.
It's it's really, all open. It's
really we've been to the theme parks more lately.
However, for everybody that was outside walking around at Downtown Disney, there were easily triple that many people inside the Lego store. You had to get into the Lego store with a lubricant.
So Downtown Disney was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. So... But the 40th anniversary merchandise is out. There's polo shirts and there's hats and there's jackets. But I thought it was fun stuff.
You know what we know? And I noticed that I thought was really weird. Do you know 43rd Street, the coffee kiosk? Now they have little bottles of booze and you can make your coffee
you
with
can.
Booze.
At Downtown Disney, they have the
Isn't
outlet.
That, weird?
That is
like
weird.
Bailey's and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Amaretto and Kahlua. They have little airline bottles.
Huh.
I don't know why. But
those were just never big enough
it's
for me.
It's 9 a.m. and I need some amaretta.
Really? So all of that stuff is yours.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
We got two of those. Two of the mugs. I think the mugs are great.
The mugs are hot.
Actually, John
them.
Said, I think we're going to go back and buy four more and have a set of six. Because in our new house, we have enough cabinets to put all of your stuff in.
We do. A lot of space.
Cool.
I definitely could use a place to put some stuff.
Well, thank you.
We're renting it out.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're,
thank him. It was his idea. I was just putting stuff in for me.
I knew well in advance that this wasn't going to end well.
Well, I think Walter should be thanking you more because I would have dragged him down to Downtown Disney with me.
We got to go get that.
All right. Well, thank you again. What do you have, John? Nothing?
I don't have anything.
You brought the gifts. You brought the gifts. So you bought your way at a rapid fire. Kathy.
Starting May 2nd, there will be a new merchandise return policy at any of the Disney-owned and operated stores within Disneyland or Disney World parks.
Kathy sounds sick.
She sounds like she swallowed a frog.
What did you do to Kathy in California?
Yeah.
I kept hitting her on the side of the head.
She sounds like Kathleen Turner all of a sudden.
From Roseanne Barr to Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, you never know. The new policy for returns and exchanges is 30 days. Purchases made prior to May 2nd will be honored under the policy in effect at that time. They will be using a new merchandise credit for all returns without a receipt. You will not be able to use an annual pass holder, DVC, cast member discount with the merchandise credit. So once you get that credit, you just have to use it straight up the way it is.
Okay, I got something to say about this. I think this is one of the stupidest ideas they have come up with in a very long time. And here's why I think that. This garbage that you're peddling is ridiculously overpriced as it is. The least you can do is if the crap is defective or somebody gets buyer's remorse because they really thought better of spending $30 for a t-shirt that's only going to last 6 months anyway. Let them bring it back and give them their money back. Not a merchandise credit so that they can buy more overpriced crap.
Well, I know that the Pin Trader instituted this policy a long time ago. And that was because people were standing outside pin trading.
Right. I could kind of understand what the pin trading. It makes a little bit more sense. I'm talking about just regular merchandise. I think this is just stupid.
A lot of those glow toys they sell are just complete crap.
Look, I'm sorry.
The cast member even told us, he said, don't even waste your money. He said it's going to die.
Let me explain something to you. See this beautiful mug? See this beautiful mug that Kevin and John just got me? This will survive maybe 4 or 5 trips through the dishwasher before all this starts coming off.
Yeah. Huh.
By contrast, I have mugs in my cabinet right now that I bought at Disney 20 years ago that still look fabulous. And that is what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you, the price of the mugs today is a lot more than they were 20 years ago. But the quality has gone down.
I think and the price tag is still on the bottom of your mug.
This is $11 for this one, okay? It's a, which is a lot for a coffee mug. It really is. But, like I said, about 4 or 5 passes through the dishwasher, this is going to start, some of this beautiful stuff on this is going to start coming off. I guarantee it.
I think that was also, for a lot of people, like one of the great selling points of Disney was they had a very generous return policy. Yeah.
And it was just kind of a furtherance of that customer service attitude that they used to have.
Yeah. Are they getting ripped off? Is that the reason why you changed the policy? Somehow Disney got ripped off because people were bringing back merchandise 6 months
later? No, I think what's happening is because the merchandise is crap, more people are bringing it back and they're trying to stop it.
I've gotten emails.
I'll guarantee you that's what it is.
I've received emails, you know, just in the feedback account from people, you know, like a week after they return home and something that they bought broke and they just need a phone number of where they can call to get it returned or get a new one. I get it all the time through the Diz.
And yeah, I think this is an ill-advised policy. You know, not only are you homogenizing everything to the point of distraction, not only have you taken away resort-specific merchandise, not only is the quality of your merchandise gone down the toilet, all in an effort to make more money, but now you've been cutting back on your customer service with it? I mean, I'm sorry. This sucks.
What form does this merchandise credit take? Is it a gift card?
Yes, it's a gift card now.
Yeah. That's if you don't have a receipt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
After 30 days, it's done anyway.
Right.
But if without a receipt, how can they tell you whether it was 30 days or not? But then you won't get money back.
Good point.
I think that's actually what they're trying to get away with or get away back. From.
Mm. Now,
that they won't give you, after 30 days without a receipt, they won't give you money back.
Now, with a receipt, they will?
Up until 30 days.
Yes, if you have a receipt, they'll just give you your money back.
But
or they'll put it back on your credit card.
Right. Now, what about after 30 days with the receipt?
Then you burn the receipt and say you never had it.
After 30 days, you're out of luck.
Unless you want a merchandise credit and then you just...
See, and that's the problem I have. That's the problem I have. If you have a receipt and you buy a product and there's something wrong with that product and you want to return it because you don't live here and so on your next trip down, you know, I'm sorry. I think they, if you're going to charge this kind of money for stuff and it's going to be low quality product, then you have to, that's got to be your cost of doing business. You know, and this is what they choose to do rather than improve the quality of what they're offering
right.
to cut back on the number of returns. They choose to change the return policy, not the policy of what's going into buying the merchandise. And I think, again, you know, there you see it. It's still there. It's still there, that almost contempt on a certain level for their guests.
You just said the same thing about the food, though. It's a trend. You said the same thing about food. They're lowering the quality.
No, I was talking specifically about Tables in Wonderland, but yeah.
But we can see that across the board in the restaurants.
We can.
The high-end stuff is gone because of the dining plan. Yep. You don't get the filet mignon any longer. It's no longer an option. So what's happening is, to increase the bottom line, the quality of stuff goes down while the price goes up.
Right.
And again, I can't rail enough at again rail against it enough that the fact that you can buy the same shoddy merchandise in every single location. That's why I said I found this in the 40th anniversary stuff in the World of Disney. However, I'm certain that that's not the only place it is.
Well, it also kind of, you know, it kind of drove it home for me. you know, they were telling me at Adventures by Disney that we set a sales record at Mickey's of Glendale when we go shopping in the Imagineering store every time we go. And it's basically because I'm bringing in 30 people who've been walking through the desert of Disney merchandising for years, and I'm offering them a glass of water.
There's new stuff.
There's stuff you can't get in the parks. And, you know, we're not the only group that feels this way. Offer us something cool and different that isn't everywhere. When I go to one place, let me buy something special from that place. I don't want to remember my Disney Parks experience. I want to remember my Disneyland experience, my Disney World, my Disneyland Paris. Those are the experiences I want to remember.
Right. That's also why we scoffed up this stuff. This was the first new, different, cool, unusual stuff we've seen in a long time.
Right, and I'll bet you anything, if it's not already, pretty soon it's going to be in every merchandising location everywhere on the planet.
Oh, I'm sure. One of the things I saw in the World of Disney that I think they're finally catching on, one little corner is called the Tech Corner.
D-Tech.
Yeah. D-Tech. And it's stuff like laptop bags and
iPad covers. iPhone pieces.
So I thought that was kind of cool. I think to myself...
Yeah, their iPhone covers, I really can't recommend. They're made out of slick plastic, which you put it down on a table and it slides 20 feet. And even in your hands, it feels like... I mean, if your hand is wet and you pick up this case, that thing's going down.
I just thought it was cool that they've kind of taken a step forward.
Yeah, and, absolutely. You know,
they still have the Mickey Mouse back scratcher that they had in 1971, but at least they've realized that there is a new market out there.
However, now that back scratcher is Tinkerbell and Pluto, and it's 5,000 different characters.
So, I don't know. I think I've beaten this to a pulp. It's just.
But
you know,
I love the stuff, though. I mean, this is great. This is really cute. Really
I was
cute.
Kind of excited about it because it's not stuff I've seen before.
No, absolutely. They don't have to hand wash this. Try and keep it as pristine as possible. So, all right. Well, thank you.
Kathy.
Teresa.
Hi. British Invasion, the popular Beatles-inspired band, is leaving Disney after 15 years
in
the UK Pavilion at Epcot. The band began its run by playing Beatles songs and now plays music from other popular British bands as well. Their last performance will be April 30th. The following message was on their Facebook page to our fans. First, thanks to
Disney
all the fans
sucks.
In the British Invasion for all their support over the years. It has been an honor to perform for you and Disney all these years. We have given our notice to Disney talent and casting that we wouldn't be playing after April 30th some time ago. We'll be back to play at Disney from time to time, and you will find those future dates posted on the British Invasion Facebook page. Stay tuned for a British Invasion fan appreciation party in May. And details of our first concert appearance in downtown Orlando on May 14th.
Ooh.
Interesting.
You're going on tour. So is there anybody upset about this?
I am. I like it. I think
they've got a following.
I enjoy that moment back there where you can just sit and chill out. And
until they start playing.
Well, no. I think it's fun to watch them play.
Ferris loves it.
I don't know.
Does Ferris love British Invasion or does Ferris just
love
music?
He loves music. But just what I'm saying, so I hope that they bring another band.
Well, it says there
will be. Does he love that Moroccan experience?
He hasn't seen them.
There will be a replacement band, but no details of the new band's music style has been released. So
I just read something this morning that Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Mick Jagger, and the lead singer from the Sex Pistols are going to perform at the 2012 London Olympics. That's going to be the opening act.
I thought they were
going
to go on a tour of nursing homes.
Wow. Did you see Mick Jagger at the Grammys?
Yeah.
He's amazing. He really is amazing.
He's amazing.
Did anyone see Iggy Pop on American Idol?
Oh, people didn't even know who he was. There was someone that said, who is that shirtless man on American Idol?
That shirtless senior citizen.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Amazing what he was doing on that stage.
And why is he still alive? I realize his lifestyle alone
right,
should have
exactly.
killed him 30 years ago.
I understand what you're saying.
Iggy Pop used to break a beer bottle on the stage and dive off the drum kit into the broken glass and roll around and then sing while he bled.
Yeah, it's twisted.
However,
twisted.
Iggy Pop's got to be close to 70.
He's got
easily.
And he looked vacuum packed.
Yeah, he does look like beef jerky, doesn't he?
They're going to make wallets out of him.
He was amazing, though. I liked the fact that everybody in the audience sat there with that, huh?
look on their face.
Why is my grandfather singing and dancing?
Making lewd gestures with a microphone.
All right, thank you, Teresa. Scott.
My turn. Downtown Disney restaurants host kids' cooking classes. This is June 24th from noon to 3 p.m. The chefs of Wolfgang Puck Cafe, Portobello Restaurant, and Fulton's Crab House will walk through a full demonstration at each location for children ages 6 to 12.
Ooh.
The class/menu will feature crispy chicken finger roll at Wolfgang Puck, ravioli gigante at Portobello Restaurant, chocolate chip cookie sundae at Fulton's Crab House. The class is $30 for all three lessons or $12 for each individual class, and again, available for children ages 6 to 12.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I bet they would love that. I think that's an awesome thing to do.
Each attendee will also receive a chef hat and apron. So wow. That's fun.
We should, yeah, sign the girls up for that.
Only one girl.
So the girl.
Only one girl, up to 12. Grace.
Oh, yeah, really.
We'll sign the girl up for it. Oh, she'll enjoy
Grace,
that.
Have Grace do it underneath.
Yeah. Cool.
While being bound, right?
Oh, well, okay, now it's getting creepy.
No, Stella will enjoy that because she does love to cook, and she's cool. Definitely.
Sign her up. Cool.
Cool, cool.
Thank you for that, Scott. Hold on. Yvette? What's that? Do you have one? Oh, the Nether people have a rapid fire. I didn't realize.
Are they from the Nether regions?
Yes. That's what we call the Nether people.
Of Europea.
Of Europea.
Disney added a new in-room gift that people can order when they have something special to celebrate or when they feel up to something extra. It's a 4-foot, 8-inch, 3D, inflated Airwalker Mickey Mouse Mylar balloon.
How big?
4 foot?
4 foot, 8 inch.
Wow, that is giant.
That is
it's
massive.
Gigantic. It's a 3D walking Mickey Mouse balloon. And since he is an airwalker, with just a little wind, Mickey will look like he's actually walking around the room. It's kind of creepy.
If I
but
woke up and saw that,
it.
I think I would freak out.
Yeah.
I love to see what that looks like.
That's bizarre. And how much are they going to charge for this?
It's cheap.
$700.
No, it's $29.
Yeah, but for almost 5 foot balloon.
It's $29.
You know what, it might work great in those some of the DVC properties where the air conditioner is motion detected.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It might be worth $29 to have Mickey
strutting around.
Yeah. You know, it is only $29, but you do have to buy a seat for it on the plane on the way home.
It's $29. You got $3.45 service fee per order, and it's a 6.5 tax added. You can let it deliver to your Disney hotel, but they also deliver around the Disney area off property.
Oh.
There is an extra delivery fee for that.
They do off-property, too.
They do off-property, too.
I'm surprised.
They only don't deliver in Animal Kingdom, Lodge, or Park because of the animals. Mm. And balloons and animals don't mix up with each other. You can get it at the Disney Florist, and that's www.disneyflorist.com. Or you can call 407-WDW-GIFT. That's 939-4438.
Yeah. All right, so this is actually a 4'8" Mickey Mouse balloon.
Yeah.
It's actually Mickey Mouse.
Actually Mickey Mouse.
And this thing will float around the world. That's creepy. Of
course. No, it's not floating around. It's walking around.
Yeah.
Okay, that's even creepier.
It has little cameras in its eyes.
That turn red in the dark, so you think it's like demonically possessed.
It counts the number of people in your room.
Isn't this how Terminator got started?
Exactly. All right, well, thank you for that.
The balloons.
Thank you for that, Yvette. Emil, you have one?
I do.
Wow.
The 18th Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival will celebrate all things Pixar, including the upcoming release of Cars 2, during Pixar's 25th anniversary weekend, May 13th through 15th at Epcot. Mader from Cars and Cars 2 leads the celebration, which will include special Pixar character meets and greets, kids' activities, informational discussions by Pixar filmmakers, and more.
Hmm.
World Showplace, located between Canada and United Kingdom pavilions, will serve as the celebration headquarters. Inside, families can enjoy meet and greets with characters from The Incredibles, Toy Story 3, Monsters, Inc., and Up, or browse a photo gallery that calls out some of Pixar's best Easter eggs from past films.
Huh. So they'll be able to meet up characters too? We could meet the curmudgeon?
I'm not doing a special appearance.
Well, I'm wondering how big a draw that will be.
Isn't that Mother's Day weekend? Am I wrong?
I think Mother's Day weekend is the 6th or the 8th, isn't it?
Is it the 8th?
Okay. I think so.
Yeah, I think it's the week before.
Is it?
I thought it was the second Sunday in May.
It is. Yes, you're right. It's the second Sunday.
Okay.
So it's not... Okay, good. Good, actually.
It's not in a week.
I was just going to say, let me get that in the calendar so I remember. Make an appointment somewhere. Maybe I'll give her a spa day for Mother's Day.
Does she like something that?
Something different. Oh, she loves that. There aren't too many women who don't love their spa days.
I could say that Corey's mom would not.
Really?
No way. She would not want people touching her.
Well, it's not exactly random, but...
Well...
All right, well, that will do it for Rapid Fire. We'll also do it for this segment of the Diz Unplugged. Just a reminder to everyone, we have in our other segments this week, we're going to be talking about our Backstage Magic trip to California with Adventures by Disney last week. Kevin Close has his review of Jay Alexander's restaurant. The team is also going to talk about our good friend Bob Varley, who passed away 3 years ago. On the anniversary of his passing, our Disneyland team has their most recent show coming up this week as well. So plenty for you to listen to and enjoy, hopefully. And that will do it. So thanks very much for listening, everybody. I'll be back with you again next time on the next episode of the Diz Unplugged. And remember, stay out of the damn lakes.